Adel Kozelski joining us on the line, unfortunately not with much time. Apologies, Adel. Dealing with anxiety at the time of coronavirus, inspire us.
I want to tell you a very quick story. Mm-hmm. The story is told of Maimonides, the Rambam, who was a doctor to the Sultan. And he was a very good doctor, an excellent doctor, but the Sultan got a lot of pressure from his community that why should he have a Jewish doctor when they can pull resources from themselves. And they wanted to replace Maimonides. So the Sultan agreed, and an Arab doctor, you know, was chosen from the community. Mm-hmm. But the Sultan was very, very, he knew about how to politically maneuver things. So he said, look, he wants the best medical care. So he wants to pit the Maimonides against the Arab doctor, and let the one who wins, who can show their skill as a doctor, be the one that's going to be the doctor for the royal house. What did he say? He said he wanted them both to go and prepare poisonous substance, which they'll give to each other. And the other must try and work out the antidote. And let's see who wins. Whoever kills the other, then they're the better doctor. If they survive, then they're the better doctor. The Arab doctor was given the choice to go first. He went and found every possible concoction that he had, every poison, every Schedule 7 drug, everything. He put it all into one potion. The Rambam knew what was coming. He prepared an antidote. He said to his students, listen to me. When I'm going to swallow the antidote just before I take the potion is going to go into my body. It's going to wreak havoc. I'm going to lie on the floor. I'm going to be deathly sick. I'm going to vomit, but know that the antidote will fight it and do this with me, and I'll be better. And so it was. The Arab doctor gave him the potion. The Rambam had swallowed the antidote. He got violently ill, and he recovered. Now the Arab doctor was schwitzing. He didn't know what was going to come because he had used every concoction that was available at the time. The Rambam prepared his potion, and he gave it to the doctor. Interestingly, he didn't have a violent reaction like the Rambam, and he walked away and he thought, oh well, I'm not really getting sick. But as the day, as the hours and the days went past, he got sicker and sicker and sicker. Within 3 days, the Arab doctor was dead. The Sultan calls the Rambam and says, well, you've proved that you were a better doctor than the Arab doctor. Tell me, what did you use that he didn't know about? The Rambam says, I didn't give him any poison. Sultan says, well, what did you give him? He says, I gave him a vegetable juice. So the Sultan says to the Rambam, a vegetable juice. So how did he die? He said, he died from fear and anxiety, thinking that I was giving him a poison. So here's the inspiration.
Amazing.
Okay. Probably one of the biggest things that is going to bring us down now is our fear and anxiety and our mental state on where we're finding ourselves. We need to be calm. We need to trust in God. We need to know that everything comes from God, and that this does have a silver lining. Good things are going to come out of it. And because of lack of time, maybe, you know, we can chat again on another slot about what good things are going to happen. But right now, and probably one of the most fundamental elements we should keep in mind is that let not fear and anxiety grip us. Stay calm.
I absolutely love that. So Nati, what did you think?
I needed that.
Yeah. I think we all needed that. Adel, that is such an amazing idea, such a great thought. And it is that, you know, we were talking to David Abramson, psychologist, earlier, and I said, I spoke to a friend yesterday, and he said he's so flat and he's not worried and he's not, but we just overwhelmed. And I think we're overwhelmed by all sorts of things, and we have to start controlling that, because that in itself, that fear, that anxiety has the power to do terrible damage.
Worse than the coronavirus will ever do to us. So let's stop it.
Absolutely.
Let's commit to spreading good messages and healthy and positive messages.
Absolutely right. Adel, we're going to organize another time to have a more in-depth conversation, but thank you for that.